Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live from Freedom Fest for Free Talk Live. It's me, Mark Edge, and I'm here with Reed Coverdale, the host of Naturalist Capitalist. Reed, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell me, what is the podcast, Naturalist Capitalist? What do you guys do over there?
Yeah, so I've been doing it for about 2 years, and the premise of the podcast is that all of the biggest problems in our world are created by people claiming to try to rectify natural inconsistencies or natural wrongs that they don't like. And I don't think that's what their goal actually is, but it's what they always say they're going to do. So with the economy, they say they're trying to avoid recessions by pumping trillions of dollars with quantitative easing. With wars overseas, they claim they're trying to promote democracy and freedom around the world. With COVID, they claimed they were trying to contain the spread and trying to stop the disease from going nuclear and all over the place. And then obviously the reverse of all these things ends up being true. Like I said, I think they have more nefarious goals, but that's always the premise that they have, is that they're trying to fix these natural problems. My case is they can't fix the problems, they make them worse, and we actually need to embrace a little bit of Darwinianism and just accept that some people are going to fail, some people aren't going to be as good as others, and that natural hierarchy is actually a good thing. And I look at capitalism as embracing nature in the marketplace, and so that's why I chose the name Naturalist Capitalist. I'm not a nudist. A lot of people confuse it with naturist capitalist, but it's naturalist capitalist.
Yeah, you do have pants on, and I appreciate that, I gotta say. When I think about capitalism, I do think of it as sort of a natural state. It seems like people understand that they need to produce something in order to trade it with other people. I mean, we've had trade a long time. It was really the Industrial Revolution that created sort of modern economics. I mean, obviously, there was, you know, something passing for economics prior to that with Adam Smith and all those sorts of things. But it seems like since 1815 or thereabouts, that's when it sort of all began. I tend to agree with the premise. I will say that when it comes to COVID, I don't consider it natural. I consider it lab-made in all likelihood. Not released maliciously, necessarily. You're like, whoops, we weaponized the common cold, as opposed to, we've weaponized the common cold. But that's just a theory. At this point, we'll probably won't find that out for another 50 years. So, you've been doing this podcast for 2 years. How often do you release it?
I do usually a couple episodes a week. And touching on what you just mentioned there, I also agree that there's sort of a sliding scale of stupidity versus malice. And, you know, some people are both. Some people are just evil. They're intentionally creating problems. And then other people are just stupid, and they think that regulating our problems away will work. So it's usually a mixture of the two. But, yeah, I typically do an episode two or three times a week.
Yeah, this is one of the questions that I've really had for a long time. Are they, them, and those evil, or are they misguided? You know, if somebody says, there's all these developmentally disabled people in the world. You know what we need? We need community-based teaching for them to get jobs so that they can live fulfilling lives and maybe places for them to live. And, you know, I mean, that sounds like good-hearted stuff. It's misguided because, in my opinion, we can probably run that by charity, and that, whenever you have a situation where somebody is forced to pay for something, you're going to have huge amounts of waste. Government programs will cost somewhere between 1.5 and 15 times what a regular charity type program will cost, and nobody's there to check it. And if you want to check it, then you're a bad, evil person that doesn't want developmentally disabled people to live real lives.
Like I said, I think it's a mix. I mean, the war in Iraq, you know, there were people who were pushing for a project for a new American century, and this idea that if we get rid of Saddam Hussein, the people will democratically elect the leaders that we want them to have, and they'll do whatever we want. Where, of course, instead, after we ousted Saddam Hussein and there was a civil war, they ended up electing the Dawah Party, which is sympathetic to Iran, obviously not, you know, in line with what the people who overthrew Saddam would have wanted. I don't think that they actually really believed that that was going to work. You know, maybe some people who went along with it were like, yeah, sure, this will work. But usually I think the masterminds tend to be the more evil type, and then they tend to captivate the minds of the gullible, and they're the ones who are just, you know, too simple-minded to understand what's really going on. So usually you have cult leaders who are nefarious, and then you have a bunch of people who follow along with the cult, and I would say they're more the ones who probably are well-intended but just completely misguided.
Yeah, using your example, only the most dull and ignorant of people in the government would have assumed that somehow democracy was going to work in Iraq, especially once they found out when Turkey said, hey, there won't be any of this Kurdistan stuff. What made the most sense in Iraq is to cut Iraq up into three pieces for the Kurds, the Baathists or the Sunnis, and the Shias, because obviously the Shias were going to be sympathetic to Iran. They're the only country in the world that's Shia, and the Iranian, you know, these people are going to, they like each other. And there's long-running disputes between Shia and Sunni, far deeper than Protestant and Catholic ever runs. And the idea that somehow you're going to draw straight lines on a map and everything's going to be fine is fundamentally misguided. And they do this stuff over and over and over again. I mean, we could have told them that locking down the entire economy, you know, first, well, let's weaponize the common cold, and then maybe we release it, gets released by accident, and then we'll just shut down the world economy for a year and everything will be fine. We won't have to inflate the monetary supply, give advantages to our enemies, and, you know, perhaps create World War III as a result. I mean, you know, these are trickle down effects that are clear and obvious. But these idiots, these vain idiots in the government just continue to do this stuff, and we continue to let them. It's stunning.
Yeah, COVID's another example where I believe the people who were pushing for these economic measures that benefited corporations and destroyed small businesses, I don't think that they actually had good intentions, where millions of people probably actually believed, okay, these guys are experts, so we're going to follow along with what they say, and in the end, you know, this will turn out better than if we are just left to our own devices. And that's just typically how it goes. But, you know, the war in Afghanistan also, you know, we left there, and within 5 days, the Taliban completely takes over again. There's no way we actually thought that being there for 20 years was going to change the way those people think, but a lot of Americans really felt that way. So, you know, it's just this constant game of a few elite people weaponizing an idea that they know millions of people will kind of dull-mindedly follow along and believe.
Yeah, I, you know, when it comes to Afghanistan, I don't think there's, when it came, people thought that George Bush was like, well, we got to chase this guy down and, you know, as a result, bring down Afghanistan. He was hiding in, you know, the country next door. He wasn't even there, for all we know. You know, you're just running on some intelligence information. Yes, we're going to have to take down another nation. You know, during the Bush administration, basically the Afghan war wasn't really much to speak of. When Obama goes in, he thinks he's going to nation build. And that didn't work either. It's just, I mean, you know, so far Afghanistan in the last 150 years has managed to bring three empires to its knees. Really, did we think we were going to be any different? Fascinating stuff. I don't know. What are some of the other topics that you're hitting on your show?
Yeah, so obviously foreign policy is a big thing I talk about a lot. I do get a little bit into 9/11. It's kind of interesting to me. I have found that with every war or event, a terrorist attack, any sort of event, COVID's another one, there's always an intentional official narrative, and then there's an intentional counter-narrative, and they're usually both wrong. The truth is usually a little bit complicated and somewhere in the middle, and the intended effect of creating an intentional counter-narrative is that you can instantly dismiss all criticism of the official narrative as this bogus, crazy, stupid conspiracy theory that someone comes up with. So 9/11, there's some people who don't believe a plane hit the Pentagon or that planes even hit the World Trade Center or whatever. And if you have any questions...
I don't mean to stop you, but can you give the website real quick for people to find your podcast?
Yeah, if you just go to YouTube and type in Naturalist Capitalist, you'll find me there, and I'm on Spotify and Apple Podcasts too.
Thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it, Reed. That's Reed Coverdale, Naturalist Capitalist.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Mark Edge, Free Talk Live here at Freedom Fest. I am grabbing interviews all day long, and it, frankly, it's been exciting and fun. I've got Eric Schuss with me from On Air Platform. Eric, I was skeptical to do this interview from the beginning, but you convinced me that this is a product that may very well be needed by a large amount of people in America right now. So go ahead and tell me what the On Air Platform is.
Sure, Mark. I appreciate it. On Air Platform is a combination of a hardware light and an application to help people be able to communicate their status, availability, and openness to communication to those around them.
So what that means is you've got a device, and that device, you're an old radio guy like me, and you're used to having an on-air light to let the world know. The reason that we have on-air lights is to let the world know, and how many people? As a matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and say it. It happened to me yesterday. I almost interrupted Glenn Greenwald in a podcast interview Glenn Greenwald, one of my personal favorites out there, because he's, because there's no indication of what's going on.
That's exactly it. And again, worked in radio. On Air Light was so fantastic. Everybody knew, that it's, don't come in, don't be, make noise. And with the change in the work now, with so many people working from home, working in the office, we're all broadcasting ourselves on Teams, on Zoom all the time. I'm on a team or Zoom call probably 3 or 4 hours a day. And for my family to not be able to know when they can come in, when they can interrupt me, was a problem. So I created the On Air Platform and the On Air Light so I can have one on my desk. So when I'm coming up on a call, it looks at my calendar. The light begins to glow, so I don't do that thing where it's like, okay, I got 4 minutes to the call. Oh, I got 1 minute to the call. I'm ADHD. I get squirrel, and then it's 5 minutes past. Crap, I'm late for my call. So I can see the light is on the light sitting there on my desk that the call is about to start. That is also synchronized with one above my door, so my wife and daughters know don't come in during that. There's also one synchronized downstairs in the kitchen, so my kids can see it there and maybe don't make the noise or go run bother dad. And then in my wife's office, I can see her status, she can see my status, and we don't do that thing, are you available for lunch all day long? So the concept of on air is communicating through light in a very kind of passive way. When my wife needs to contact me, she can simply push the button on her with her color, and now I see my light glow, and based on the pattern and that she sent, I know how important that is. So I don't have to break my flow, because we've done some studies that, over half the people are basically interrupted multiple times every single day, and it takes almost a half hour to get back into the flow, especially if you're trying to do anything creative. So if I can just glance over and see my wife needs me, but it's not that important, that's so much different than her walking in on my Zoom call asking me a question. So the On Air Platform is really used to be able to communicate that concept of your presence, your availability.
Yeah, I think this is great. Now, I can't speak to using this. I haven't used it. I can't say how well it works in application life or any of those things. But what I can say is that I have all of these problems. And this is the first attempt I've ever seen to address these problems. So I do work in a creative world. I'm doing interviews during the day. I've got a kid, all this stuff where, their priorities are different than your priorities are. And maybe they want you some help with a Lego, or they want to show you the most recent drawing, or whatever it is they're doing. I'm not trying to diminish any of that. I think all of that's important. They if you can communicate that, hey, look, if the house is on fire, if this light is on and the house is on fire, that's the only time you can come see daddy. Like, the house needs to be on fire. But if the light's off, then come on in and show me the Lego and show me the drawing. I want the visits from my loved ones, but I will only want them at certain times, and it's frustrating.
Well, and I think that's a really important thing, because it's also the fact of, there's so many mothers working at home, and there's nothing, the scariest thing is when you hear a loud noise outside from the kids. The second scariest is when it's quiet. And if you're working at home, to know that your kid, all they have to do is go push a button and to communicate that they need you, is so much peace of mind. So this really helps with peace of mind. It helps your productivity, but also it helps your interpersonal relationships. We've all seen the videos on YouTube of someone walking in on a call and the anger, and there's someone walking behind them naked. We can get rid of all of those with the On Air Light and the On Air Platform.
Right. I mean, if you're in a confined space, and who isn't these days in cities these days, you know, and you've got, you're just showing the room and somebody, your significant other wanders by naked. It's hilarious. I mean, that's funny, but you don't want that happening to you. It's funny when it happens to somebody else. It's mortifying when it happens to you. Okay. So you've got a prototype of the device that's sitting right here. It glows different colors. I'm into all of that. How do you go from good idea? And this is a, I'm convinced now this is a good idea, Eric. My question is, how do you go from good idea to getting this out there? There's a lot of people right now who have what they believe to be good ideas, and I'm not advocating for their ideas. What they believe to be good ideas, and they're trying to go from where you are. You're farther. You've got a prototype. From where you've been to where you hope to go. How do you do it?
Well, luckily, my whole career has been in running high-tech companies and starting companies. I have a track record of bringing complex hardware and software products to market. So I've done this many, many times. We've gone from basically zero to prototype hardware, software, custom hardware in less than 4 months. We are going ahead. We have pilots with large companies. Imagine a company that has 2,000 or 3,000 home workers that are, they can just send a kit that costs $99 for two lights in the app that's going to increase their productivity by 10 to 25% right out of the gate. So the idea is we're going to sell to large companies to be able to then take that product and be able to give it to their employees as a Christmas gift that's going to help their interpersonal relationships or productivity and their ability to communicate. And then, but we're also selling the direct. So we're starting the show in December. We're going to start shipping. You can pre-order it now at www.onairplatform. For $99, you get the two-light kit, and then you can add additional lights for $59. And we're going to be working to, you know, get these products out to everybody. My ultimate goal is to drive it down so everybody can go to Walmart, buy a two-light kit, and also you're selling through companies. There's also a huge market in medical that we're also starting on for hospitals and doctor's offices to be able to show status of patients in rooms where the doctor and nurses need to go next. We've got military uses for SCIFs and things. So there's an enormous opportunity, this platform that we're building, and we're looking for partners who want to build software, hardware, custom lights. We want to have companies that want to look for new markets and partner with us, and we're looking to grow this. I've been running companies my whole life. I love it, and this is the first one that's all me, so I'm very excited about it.
So this app is going to be, it's got to be robust, what you're talking about. It's going to be, I'm dizzy thinking about the problems you have integrating the app into this prototype and then getting it to market for $99, which is probably sounds high to people for two lights, but I can tell you from what you're proposing is you're losing money for the first year.
No, we actually aren't. I'm very good at sourcing. Again, getting supply chain is my you know, specialty. So no, we'll make money. We're not making, you know, a ton, but we're going to continue to drive the price down, you know, and every single revision, every single month. You know, and the idea is, again, that this product should be something that everybody can use. It's easy and will help them every day.
Yeah, I'm excited by it, and you know, when you're ready for your first round, I want to try it out and see what it's like for my life. So it's, again, the onairplatform.com. Eric, thank you so much for your time here, and I appreciate it.
We are actually doing a WeFunder, so if you go to www.onairplatform, if you think this company is going to grow like I do, you can actually invest as little as $100 and become a part owner at onairplatform.com at WeFunder.com, and really looking forward to growing this community.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After 3 days of staying quiet and receiving criticism from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Merrick Garland says a warrant was produced on Monday's federal raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, in which 15 boxes of documents were reportedly taken.
Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The number of initial jobless claims is up. The newest report from the Labor Department shows the week ending August 6th saw 262,000 initial claims filed. That's up from 248,000 the previous week. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours. Because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are, the FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. The FDA noting at-home tests are authorized for repeat use. It added people should use multiple tests over 2 to 3 days, especially if they don't have any symptoms. The CDC also updating COVID guidelines. Those exposed to COVID but don't get infected don't have to quarantine under the new guidelines. The agency is also moving away from social distancing recommendations. Mark Cuban is accused of being involved in a crypto Ponzi scheme. A class action lawsuit claims Cuban and Voyager Digital CEO Stephen Erlach duped Americans into buying over $5 billion in crypto assets last year. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Mark Edge here at Freedom Fest. I've run across a former co-host, Heather Mullins, who is now working with Real America's Voice. Heather, what have you been doing since you left Free Talk Live?
Just staying on top of things, staying on top of politics. I guess I sort of found my niche, and that's digging into elections, election processes, recounts, voting machines, things of that nature. So it's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic, and I have seen the evidence that this is the case, and I'm so excited about what you're doing. What are some of the things that you found out? Well, the idea that election fraud doesn't exist is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, it doesn't. Only a mind-numbed Myrmidon somehow thinks that somebody isn't cheating. We get something so valuable that somebody's not cheating.
I mean, just look at how much money gets dumped into elections every year. I think in the Mitt Romney and Obama race, right, way back when, they each raised $1 billion. That money gets spent. It goes places. Then you had in 2020, you had Mark Zuckerberg dump about $500 million into our elections, and that went through a nonprofit, nonprofits like the Center for Tech and Civic Life, that then cherry-picked which counties got that money, and there was a lot of strings attached to that money, I found out, right? So, like, if you go to Wisconsin, for example, what they did is they ended up sending this first round of, like, small checks out to, you know, different big counties, and they were like, this is to help with COVID, right? Oh, it's gonna, you know, help add more masks or this or that. And it was just sort of like this little test to see if they could get the money out, distribute it, no questions asked, no strings attached. Then when that happened, they dumped a second round of checks, like tons and tons of money, millions between these five counties, right? And it came with strings. It was sort of like if you basically have to get everything approved of how you spend that money through these nonprofit organizations, and it essentially created this sort of like delegating the powers now from the election officials who are supposed to be running the election now to these nonprofits, because when they spend that money, if they don't do it in a way that's fit for the nonprofits, they have to pay every penny of that money back. And so it's actually going to cost money to the taxpayer if they go to court. Do you know what I'm saying? And so this money that started getting dumped, our elections were getting bought right out from underneath us. And they funded things like drop boxes that were then used to subsequently cheat and traffic ballots, which we know, thanks to the amazing work of Greg and Catherine from True the Vote. So that's just the tip of the iceberg, Mark.
What organizations were giving out these checks, and to whom were they giving them?
So they were giving them out to the mayors and stuff in the different counties. It was the Center for Tech and Civic Life that was run by Mark Zuckerberg. It's one of his organizations. There's a few other nonprofits. You can look them up, but that was the big one that I followed in Wisconsin. And ironically, the person put in charge of that money, right, a guy named David Plouffe, used to work as an advisor to Obama. And he wrote a book called How to Defeat Donald Trump.
And so I wonder if he's biased.
Yeah, I mean, you would think. I mean, one can only speculate.
One can only speculate. As far as the election, potential election fraud might have gone here, I know that these drop boxes were at issue. One of the things that I thought was kind of strange is that, you know, the idea is to send out ballots, right? So they send out a ballot, and it goes to wherever it was that they have for as an address for you. You know, a lot of Americans move on a great deal of basis. So, you know, if, say, 10 ballots showed up at my house, you'd have to trust me. Because this is an anonymous vote, you'd have to trust me to not fill out these ballots, just toss them away because I don't know where, you know, these people are. How many of these have gone out? Because I can tell you this. I moved to the U.S. Marianas 2-3 years ago, and New Hampshire continues to call me for jury duty, continues to talk to me about voting. I can't vote legally in New Hampshire, but they don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that we saw was, like, when you have mass mail-in of ballots, right, the one safety net that they're supposed to do is signature match verifications, which we found they did not do in a lot of states. I mean, audits in Maricopa County, Arizona, found that there were absentee mail-in ballots that got mailed in with no signature at all that were ultimately counted. How do you do that? You don't know where that vote came from or how it got there, and we know ballots were illegally trafficked in these drop boxes thanks to cell phone data that put these people at the drop boxes along with corresponding footage and whistleblowers. So chain of custody is really important, but again, we did open records requests in states like Georgia and Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan, and a lot of these counties didn't have the chain of custody. So again, now you have hundreds of thousands of ballots compromised. You don't know where they came from, who sent them in, but they're being counted toward our election. Like, this is a breach of process and a breach of law in a lot of states, and nobody's being prosecuted. That's the biggest problem that I have, is that I've documented clearly, like, violations of law, and the proper authorities are not investigating.
Right, they don't care. You know, we've got the result we've got. Well, what are we going to do to undo it? Like, that would be a really interesting thing, is what if we found out right now, let's just say, as a hypothetical, that Donald Trump actually won the 2020 election and Joe Biden's out. How would you even unravel an election at this point? Like, you know, just the way that America has run for 200 and something years, you basically would have to ignore it. So that's what they're doing. They don't want to be responsible for their actions. They don't want to be responsible for the fact that they didn't make ballots provisional that should have been provisional. There's ballots made provisional all the time. If you don't follow instructions, why should your ballot be counted?
The ballots, too, are one part of the problem, right? The other big one everyone talks about is the voting machines. There's a couple different kinds. There's Dominion, ESNS, there's AccuVote, there's, you know, Smartmatic, I think. But long story short, they're all have their risks and vulnerabilities associated with them. And recently, the federal government's top cybersecurity agency, CISA, actually came out and filed a report that says these machines can, in fact, be exploited because there's a federal lawsuit in Georgia called Curling v. Raffensperger. And in it, it's been an open case since 2018, before the 2020 election. A professor at Michigan University, or University of Michigan, whatever it is, Alex Holderman, wrote a 25,000-word report that says this is how you can hack and exploit these machines and flip votes. That report was sealed by the federal judge and was not allowed to be released to the public. They tried petitioning to release a redacted version, and that wasn't allowed to be released to the public until the federal government weighed in and gave their recommendation. They dragged their feet, not wanting to get involved. They didn't want to acknowledge that there was vulnerabilities with the machines. They finally did and released a report a few months ago saying, yes, they can in fact be exploited, but we have no evidence that they ever were in 2020. But that said, they didn't do a forensic audit on all the machines. So how would they know? They're trying to downplay it, right, and try to act like it didn't happen, but we know that it can happen, and there's enough probable cause to suggest it may have happened with these voting machines, including in the recent primaries that we had in Georgia.
I understand the reason that the towns and cities want to use these machines, because it's just a lot easier to count votes and you can get it done a lot more quickly. But it's clearly the trust isn't there. Who in their right mind believes that these machines are 100% secure? Obviously, any computer can be hacked. Again, when you have something as valuable as a presidential election in play, somebody's going to want to do that. I think the trust is low, and it's pretty obvious that you can see that they can be hacked. Where can people follow what you're doing, Heather? Because I know you're on this like a bloodhound.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a dog in a bone with this. This is not like a right-left issue. This is an issue with everybody that wants their vote to count, everyone that's on the ballot that wants to run for an office, whether you're Democrat, Libertarian, Republican. If you're on that ballot or you cast a vote, this concerns you. So you can follow me. I'm on all social media, everything from Getter to Truth Social to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Telegram. And my handle is Talk, T-A-L-K, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S.
That's Heather Mullins at Talk Mullins. Thank you so much for your time here, Heather. I appreciate it.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Mark Edge here at Freedom Fest, and I've got with me a longtime friend, Jim Babcock. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here with you.
So you, you did Downsize DC for I can't tell you how long. Must have been 2 decades. You were also on Harry Brown's campaign. You were his campaign manager, I believe. Is that right?
Press secretary, actually, yes.
And so you go back a long way in the Liberty Movement. But it looks like you've changed what you're doing. And you're with the Foundation for Harmony and Prosperity. Tell me what's going on.
So the Foundation for Harmony and Prosperity wants to get across a principle that we call human respect. It's a natural principle. So the same way that gravity works, right? You drop an object, it falls. In fact, we know exactly how fast it moves. Well, in the same way, we know that any time theft or violence is used against a person, their happiness, harmony, and prosperity declines. It's true always. It's consistent. But, Mark, we tend to make some exceptions to this as human beings. We practice this in our normal day-to-day activity. But when we go to vote, we don't vote that way. We seem to forget. Politicians will come along and sell us on the idea that they can increase happiness by using force, which is what the government is at the end of the day. It's coercion. It's violence. And so we are arguing that, no, the principle isn't suspended suddenly. Gravity isn't suspended because of an act of Congress, right? It will be the case that once the government uses that power to coerce, once they point guns at people, happiness, harmony, and prosperity will always decline.
A lot of people would say that, certain, let's call them charitable acts, are so important that we have to use a monopoly on violence in order to get those things to happen. That's what we've been told, is that this is really important, and if we don't do it, we're going to have old people dying of crack habits in the streets straight away, like it's going to happen the next day, as if that's not happening right now all along the west coast of the United States, and that somehow the force of government fixes this.
Well, first off, I would ask, where does that money come from that pays for all these wonderful programs? Does it come from the Russians? Does it come from the Martians? No, it comes from you and me. But they take a little bit off the top. The federal government collects it, takes some off the top, sends it back to the state. They take a little off the top, and then they implement their programs. And their programs frequently don't work. We are suggesting, though, going one step further, that there's always somebody who's been robbed in that situation. Their ability to help a cause that maybe they valued was taken away, and that money was sent off, and it was used, and maybe even used in ways that offended the person from whom it was taken. So in every situation, we will always see the measurable. We'll be able to find a victim whose happiness, harmony, and prosperity declined because the government chose to act.
Also, another thing that's really important to point out is the government is highly inefficient. On average, I found about seven times, a seventh as efficient as, the free market. So when you're trying to solve whatever your given problem is that you're trying to solve, and you're going to use government funds to do it, the chances are you're going to pay seven times as much. It could be anywhere from 2 to 15. We don't know exactly. It depends on the particular type of graft and corruption that we're dealing with. But that these things, this doesn't work. It just costs a heck of a lot more.
It always does. And, think about the number of things that you're even aware of that are done on a voluntary basis. There's a lot of soup kitchens and homeless shelters and drug programs that exist out there where people are volunteering or working at below market wages because they find their happiness in those activities. One of the interesting things that you find about charity is that the state actually suppresses it. And this comes as a shock to most people. So we're aware, and I'm sure you are, of stories where because the homeless were being fed sandwiches that weren't made in a commercial kitchen, weren't certified properly, there was, I believe this happened down in Florida, so there were police that came along and poured bleach on the sandwiches. That's a true story. Closer to home for me, a few years ago in Cleveland, there was a church that was attempting to take in the homeless. And they said, well, you will have to give up your designation, your zoning designation, to be a church, and you'll have to do all these other repairs for various safety regulations, other type of regulations we have for housing, if you're going to house the homeless in your building. And they ended up not pursuing the mission. So it's true, like our old friend Harry Brown would have said, government breaks both your legs, hands you a pair of crutches, and says, see, without us, you wouldn't be able to walk. We are suggesting that if everyone is allowed to pursue their happiness, those sandwiches would have been delivered to the homeless because that gave joy to the giver. And that church would have been able to serve its constituency of the homeless because that brought joy and that was how they worshiped and served their God.
Right, and so what you can see is that, it's a race to the bottom in many cases. So we can see that the homeless problem out west is, it's high. It's because the homeless are concentrating out west for whatever programs are being, given out there. People aren't fools. Even homeless people aren't fools. They're not going to just sit in the spot where they became homeless and, fester there. They're going to go where they can get some food, they can get a little more shelter, and maybe they can acquire whatever, the mind-altering substances they're looking for. Not to say every homeless person is a drug addict, but not to say that these aren't unrelated issues either. So, it's a very difficult problem to solve, and throwing money at it only makes it worse.
In California in particular, I'm aware, I'm not an expert on this, but they focused on a housing policy. So their goal is to get some kind of a roof over the head of the homeless. They think that's their problem, is that they don't have a home. That program has proven to be extremely expensive. In San Francisco, they have tent cities where it costs them $60,000 a year to house people in tents. And
per person?
Per person. And so clearly no charity would set itself up that way. But they're not dealing with the root causes of the homelessness, and they're not really helping people escape their situation. You would hope that when somebody came into a shelter like this and needed the assistance, that the next step would be to be getting them into a place where they would be able to be sufficient enough that they would get a job and move into the population. But that's not what's happening with the way that the government's handling it. And that's another reason we want people pursuing their happiness. Lots of creative solutions would come to fore. Tons of people would be out there working, experimenting, finding the best ways that work. We already do know some of those things right now from the voluntary solutions that exist out there, because clearly the government, in the way that it is wasting the money, is getting it wrong. They are diminishing happiness, harmony, and prosperity, both from the people that they've taken this money and wasted, so those people have been harmed, that they could have used their money better, and they're not actually helping solve the problem.
How can people find more about the Foundation for Harmony and Prosperity?
HarmonyandProsperity.org is the website. That's HarmonyandProsperity.org.
That's an A-N-D there?
Yes.
So, also, I know that you've just started a new podcast. You're starting a new podcast. I want to find out a little bit more about that. You're a longtime friend of the show. I don't mind promoting your work.
Thank you very much for that. So it's called Graysarchy with Jim Babka. So the archy part, you know, monarchy, anarchy, that archy suffix means either rule or government. So it's government by grace. What is grace? Well, most people who are maybe Christian, religious, will recognize that it's the unmerited or extended favor of God. But we have the same ability to extend favor. So, you know, we have the ability to tolerate other people's differences and distinctions. We can forgive and forget. This is going further. This is wanting to understand, what is it that's causing the hurt in your life that made you act the way you did? Why are you acting out? Or what is the difficulty you have? How can we help? And in my first episode, we talked specifically about guns. We had a discussion that was way different than the normal left-right divide about regulating guns or how the merits of guns, and I happen to believe in the merits of guns. I'm a concealed carry person myself for more than 15 years. So we didn't just do the normal red-blue debate that goes on in this country. What we did instead was we talked about, hey, what motivates these shootings? What makes them happen? What is hurting? What is the hole inside people? And how could we begin to come up with ways to identify their hurt and be there to help them? Grace is that extending that special favor to others that we don't fully understand, trying to meet them in their need and solve these social problems before they become serious and they really affect us in the culture.
It probably sounds, to some extent, dichotomous to people. So, for one, you've got the Harmony and Prosperity organization, and you've got, a guy advocating for concealed carry. But, you know, Jesus had interesting dichotomies himself. He said, you know, sell your cloak and buy a sword. Well, I don't know what he meant when he said that, but I know what a sword is. At the same time, he felt like the most important work that his followers could do was to serve the poor.
Yes, and repeatedly talked about, you know, meekness, forgiving, even your enemy, going the extra mile. We have that phrase from a parable that he told or a teaching that he had. The idea, and this is very much the idea here, is that the way that we solve social problems, we're all self-governors. We're all self-managers. We learn first how to take care of ourselves. Then we learn how to provide and take care of a family and raise children who have the ability to take care of themselves. But after that, we have extended family, and we have our community, and we have the ability to reach out to the people we touch. And part of the problem is that the state pretends instead that it is God, and that it can actually solve all these problems for us. And then that makes us less responsible. We see a problem, we walk by and say, isn't there a government program for that? And so what we're suggesting is the best way that we can escape this tyranny is if we have this spiritual sense, this core to us that gives us the ability, the grace, to go in and meet the needs of others and help them rise above whatever the difficulty or circumstances they're dealing with.
Tell me how people can find your podcast. Like, where is it? Where can they download it? Where can they get on the RSS feed? All that good stuff.
So they can look up Jim Babka on YouTube. Jim, B-A-B-K-A, on YouTube. And right now, that's where we're at. We will be next month. This is July. I'm sitting here talking to you. By next month, we will be on all the major podcasting platforms.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.